First, we had the Ralt Center fire. I was downtown covering somebody speaking at a luncheon. And I walked out of the building and I saw people screaming and looked up in the sky and saw all these smoke. And there was a beauty salon up on the top floor. And something happened up there and the flames ignited. And I don't recall everything. All I know is that five women leaped to their deaths, except one survived. You know, other than car accidents, fatalities, which I had seen, you know, several times, this was just a little bit on the surreal side because of the flames, and you realize that these people were choosing an alternative that neither result would be good. That left a pretty big impression on me. Another couple months later, in January, up pops the sniper thing. The sniper thing was really bizarre. Nobody knew where the shots were coming from. I was on Loyola Avenue at Gravier. I was like pinned against the wall and with a policeman with an automatic weapon in his hand. And I had my press credentials on and I said, I need to get to the Howard Johnsons. He said, when I count to three, you run. One, two, and he opened up his weapon towards the top of the building like he was covering me running across the street. And I'm thinking, God damn, this is like a Western movie. I mean, this is insane. I got covered crossing a street in my own city. It was madness. Until the guy was finally shot and killed, and just a terrible chapter was over. I just knew I got into a crazy succession of events. There's one more event coming up, I believe was in June, which was the upstairs lounge fire in the French Quarter. And in that fire, 30-something people perished in the fire, trapped by bars on the windows and unable to get out. You know, when we arrived on the scene, I mean, it was the upstairs lounge was just engulfed in flames, and it was already pretty obvious to everyone there what was happening. Obviously, we saw some people clawing at windows and trying to get out, and I don't know how graphic you want to get, but it was burned flesh and bodies and people with horrific looks on their faces that knew they couldn't make it. Probably the worst thing I covered as a reporter. It made stuff like a routine, tough way only a newsman would say, a routine terrible auto fatality would seem like nothing compared to some of the things I saw in those sequence of events. I'll be honest, I mean, all of a sudden I was thinking, good Lord, is my whole life gonna be like this? I mean, is it gonna be one incredible story after another incredible story after another? I mean, tragedies, and is this what I signed up for?